going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight is an electrifying night for the Cleveland Browns,
yes,
for
is.
The future of the Browns. Like, if this thing, if they knock it out of the park, right?
Yeah.
We are going to be talking about, obviously, the trade yesterday. We're going to be talking about these picks. Because 33, 36, 67, 94, and I'm still not entirely sure 33 stays at 33.
Oh! Whoa! Let's bring in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, by the way. At the end of this segment, I'm telling you who's joining us at 8:45. He destroyed this trade on our phone yesterday. We'll see if we're still tough talking out there. Coming up at 8:45, we'll tell you who at the end of Daryl's segment. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Dangerous one, hello.
Hello, boys. Good morning.
What did you think, Daryl, of the big trade down last night?
It was interesting that Andrew Berry ended up doing exactly what I said back in January and early February.
Victory laps all over with everybody. Oh, my. Listen,
that was before I, but I acknowledge that was before I jumped on the Travis Hunter train. You know what? I think it was a smart day one of the draft. You guys make the point. I got some texts from friends of mine that are Browns fans who were not happy with what Andrew Berry did yesterday, passing up both Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, who are thought to be blue chip talents to not only trade back and collect extra draft capital, but then to draft Mason Graham to put up on the defensive line alongside Myles Garrett there. So while the fans might not be crazy about it, what this does do is it gives the Browns the ammunition that they're going to need to go get their franchise quarterback next year, assuming that player will be available in the 2026 NFL draft. So, and then even before the draft began, he made the trade with Houston, where he basically flipped a couple of 6th-round picks and a 7th-round pick for a couple of 5th-rounders, both one this year and then one in 2027. So prioritizing, getting better picks, accumulating more picks, as Berry said last night. They added to the sweet spot of this year's draft, and you guys just mentioned it too. They got 4 picks tonight. We'll see if they make them, but they should be able to get 4 pretty good players.
So, Daryl, it's weird because I'm like, okay, this is smart. This is paying off what you did with starting to pay off what you did. We're on a payment plan now with talent of right. the Deshaun Watson trade. It's smart, but boy, I'm going to deal with some pain here because there's no way I could sit here on a Monday morning after Travis Hunter has 112 yards receiving and a pass defense and a touchdown and, that ain't going to happen. So they gotta do well. But I did think this was the responsible move by a guy who a lot of us talk about whether or not he's even going to be here next year in Andrew Berry.
Yeah, well, and he stayed in the top 5 as well. It's not like he fell all the way back to, like 12, right? It's not like he did a deal with Dallas where you're all the way back to 12. He won that trade with Jacksonville, by the way. He got a lot more from the Jaguars than I thought he was going to be able to get for moving back. You get their first round pick next year. You get 5 overall. You get 36 overall in round 2. You end up basically swapping 4th round picks this year. I thought he did very, very good with that trade. Got to give him an A for that particular trade. I don't know. I'm not big into draft grades as far as the talent acquisition part. But as far as trades yesterday, I thought Andrew Berry did a really, really good job.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Schaben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Go ahead.
Do we care about Travis Hunter and how good he ends up being here, Daryl? How big of a component is that? I tried to tell Ken that I thought, look, if when all is said and done, we get our franchise quarterback next year, it doesn't matter about Travis. Right. So we had a slight disagreement. What do you think?
But yeah, I think that if you do get the franchise quarterback next year, 100% this was worth it. Because you're going nowhere without a franchise quarterback. Yeah, you might win some games, but you're not going to get anywhere. You are not going to get to the point that you want to get to and that your fans are dying for you to get to right now. So, look, this, I think this was a tacit admission, too. I mentioned this on the podcast I recorded with Andy Baskin last night, of where they are roster-wise. They have a lot of holes, guys. They're not a contender. They're a 3-14 team. There's holes everywhere. They still need offensive line help. They need a running back. They need a tight end. Need receiver help. Need safety help. Might need corner help, depending on what they do with Greg Newsom here. Greg Newsom might not be a Brown by the end of the weekend.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't anymore. I got to tell you, Daryl, real quick, because, you know, I'm at the point, I still need him. He's not bad enough to just get rid of and trade. He's not good enough to sign long term.
Right.
And I think maybe I'd just rather have the compensatory pick in 2020, what, 7, Six. If he were to leave next year.
Yeah.
At the end of this year, I should say.
Yeah, I hear you there, Ken.
Yeah, sorry.
But I'm just throwing it. I mean, it is a real scenario, though. Like, Andrew Berry could move him this weekend. So if that happens, fans should not be shocked by that. Remember, they signed another corner earlier this week, too. And I'm not saying that they did that to replace Greg, but I'm just, keep that in the back of your head as far as, what's on the roster and whatnot.
True.
So, this was, in my view, an admission that they got holes to fill. They got 4 picks tonight in pretty good spots, especially 2 in the top of round 2 here. So I did like what Andrew said last night when he was kind of doing the math. And he's like, hey, we got X amount of picks now in the top 36 over the next 2 years. And we got X amount, I think it's 5 picks, he said. And then X amount of picks in the top 50. And that's opportunity to build a stronger team. Those were Andrew Berry's words, to build a stronger team. So I think, again, that's an admission. They don't have a real strong team now. They need some young talent, if you will, top talent to infuse on this roster that's older, more expensive, and running out of salary cap space. Well, the way you correct that and give yourself an opportunity to compete is you get a lot of good quality young kids in here that can help you win football games.
All right, we got a chance. We're talking to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, watching the camera that was mounted in Berea, and it certainly looked like you got smiles out of JW, you got smiles out of Andrew Berry, and Jimmy Haslam was there. Huge, huge smiles. Kevin Stefanski, that's not normally his thing, but he was very, very Kevin Stefanski. Yeah, so what we're ultimately wondering here is,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Does this mean job security for Andrew Berry? And what does it mean for Kevin Stefanski?
Well, I have said all along that ever since the owners' meetings and the Haslams made the comment about a potential multi-year process with the quarterback, Anthony, and basically a mulligan for the whole Deshaun Watson situation, that they were going to give Andrew at least 2 years to dig out of this thing. And I still believe that. Now, if something happens this year where, and because again, and the reason I say that, when you look at when the Browns have made changes, one of the driving forces behind those changes, not so much the losing on the field, it's the stuff that goes on behind the scenes in that building, okay? One thing you can say about this regime that you couldn't say about others is they do conduct themselves like grown men, okay? There are adults in the room. There's not backstabbing and infighting and the blame game and all those type of things going on. So I firmly believe that Andrew Berry's going to get two more years this year and next year to get this thing right and to find a quarterback. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination Kevin Stefanski enters the season on the hot seat. I think he and Tommy Rees and Musgrave, I think they're going to get an opportunity to develop some stuff here. And if they, you know, I think they'll draft a quarterback at some point. I don't know they're going to do it at the top of the second round, but they're going to get an opportunity to try and maybe develop, Kenny Pickett and this whatever kid they end up drafting here. And then obviously once they really push the chips to the center of the table to get that franchise quarterback in the draft. But I don't feel like either one, Berry or Stefanski, go into the 2025 season with the seat hot.
Well, wait a minute. What do you think that their record's going to be in 2025?
Right now, Ken, I think they're a 6 or 7 win team.
And then Andrew Berry's going to be back in 2026 is what you just said?
Yeah, I think he'll be back next year.
You're going to get comparisons to Trent Baalke very quickly. But
you know what? If we're going to criticize the Haslams for the previous constant changes and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to give them credit for the easy thing to do is to fire people, right?
True.
So I think you have to give them credit for acknowledging that, hey, everybody has a hand in the current situation that they're in, including ownership, including Andrew Berry. But let's exercise some patience, not make an emotional decision, and let's give the organization an opportunity to dig out from the mess that we all collectively created. So I understand what you're saying, Ken, and it's 100% valid. Just like the fans aren't happy with what happened last night. I got text messages from folks that were at the Journey concert and how the place was emptying out after they traded down and all that. I get it. But again, if we're going to criticize for things, I think we also have to give some credit for exercising some patience and executing a plan.
Shedeur Sanders, one of the other stories of the draft, the free fall, will it continue tonight? And should he still be on the Browns' radar?
Yeah, I would probably pass on him at this point, because I think if you take him, you're committing to him, right? I mean, regardless if you took him in the first round, the second round, you're committing to him. I don't know if you commit to, if you're the Browns, you're committing to him. I think the trade last night says no, because Andrew Berry says that he evaluates the draft on a 2-year cycle, and the cycle that he's on right now is 25-26. He obviously saw something that he really likes, that whether that's quarterback or something else. I think it's quarterback. I'm making an educated guess here, that he needed that extra first-round pick next year. Okay? So they're loaded for bear. They don't have to lose their way to the number one overall pick next year. They can go trade for it if they, assuming they can, have a dance partner, whoever ends up with that number one pick, right? They can be in position to do that. You trade the two first rounders next year. You throw in your 2027 first rounder. Throw in whatever you got to do. There is no price too big to pay for a franchise quarterback. I think we all understand that. So They're in position to be able to do that. They can have an honest season this year where they can try and win, do the best they can do. They don't have to lose their way into a top pick. But I just think that that trade last night told me that they're kind of out on Shador and that they're going to go a mid-round route and take a kid that they intend to redshirt. I say Will Howard. That's my opinion. I think that's the way you go this year.
Let's talk Will Howard, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Daryl.
So, Daryl,
do you like the idea, Ken, or do you think I'm nuts?
I like Will Howard. You know I like Will Howard.
Well, what is the point? You're talking about a redshirt quarterback situation. What is the point of that if it looked like the deal that they made yesterday was to put them in the best possible position to take a first-round quarterback next year?
As far as taking a quarterback tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, like what? Why have?
Well, because you're still throwing stuff against the wall, and hey, you might get lightning in a bottle. You know, that's what the Kenny Pickett trade was about. Also, you know, getting rid of a player in DTR that you saw him for a couple of years. You know, it's there, and you're ready to move on, right? So that's where they're at right now. You're just trying to hope to find something, anything, even if by accident. And then if that doesn't happen, well, next year you go into the draft ready to go to maneuver and get one of those quarterbacks.
So Will Howard's like a 67 or 94 to you or something like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem if that's where you took him, Ken. I'm not going to give Andrew Berry any grief there. What I will say this, I'd like a running back tonight. I'd like a tight end tonight. I'd like an offensive lineman tonight. And again,
give me a name. Come on, name names here, Daryl. What about Luther Burden from Mizzou?
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the idea of either, I like Higgins as well. Noel intrigues me when you're talking about
the... You like Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State.
Intrigues me.
I'm wearing one of my Iowa State pieces of laundry right now. I bet you're surprised by that, yeah.
You know, hey, both Buckeye running backs are still on the board, and you know my philosophy for starting today, best Buckeye on the board.
Oh, Daryl, you hear that tone. Best Buckeye on the board. Your thoughts?
Oh, I thought he was going to slip and say Kyle McCord. I didn't know.
Oh.
Ex-Buckeye, maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you got Revel, Amos. I think Johnson is still there.
Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. Yeah, I'd like a running back sooner than later, yes.
Yeah, so that's just my thing. And if you ended up with a quarterback tonight, oh, okay. But I really want to see them use all four picks to fill some of these holes that they have.
I like Elijah Arroyo out of Miami. I know his medicals aren't necessarily the clearest, but I do like him.
Mason Taylor, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't LSU. Hate that pick.
Yeah, nice tight end.
I wouldn't hate that pick either. So,
Daryl, we thank you so much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
The ever-so-dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, who is pretty supportive of the trade down.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.